broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka.
Power FM. The Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your 1-8 station.
Power FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema defends the timing of his government's plan to amend the constitution.
Opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalawa prioritizes Zambians.
Vatican reaffirms monogamy amid African bishops' polygamy concerns in international news.
In sports news, Esther Piri announces the Esther Piri Boxing Academy and Youth Empowerment Center.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
President Hakainde Hichilema has defended the timing of his government's plan to amend the constitution, saying there's no law that limits when such changes can be done. Speaking during the press briefing, President Hichilema said critics who argue that the process is happening at the wrong time have no basis for their claims, stressing that past governments met constitutional changes during election years, including UNIP in 1991, the MMD in 1996, and the PF in 2016, without facing the same objections. The head of state said some of the organizations now raising concerns were silent when similar amendments were made in the past. He stressed that his administration is acting legally following procedure and working to fix gaps that still exist in the current constitution.
And within a separate development, opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalawa has reiterated that his party will prioritize Zambians by putting them at the center stage in benefiting from the country's natural wealth once it forms government next year. Mr. Kalawa says his administration would reserve certain sectors of the economy exclusively for citizens, while foreign investors would only participate through partnerships led by Zambians. Speaking when he featured on Power to the People and Power FM in Kabwe, Mr. Kalawa said local entrepreneurs would be given tax incentives, arguing that the current trend of offering tax holidays to foreign investors disadvantages citizens. He warned that the allowing of the nation's wealth to remain in the hands of foreign entities poses a risk of Zambia losing control of its own economy.
Abantu besa amuno mwine muzambia ifo etu lefu haya vena zambia vena kabwe avene wakwate ichu machachalo minwe yavu kukawa ama sectors yamu haya kupanga matafwali haya kusichengoko tatu wakasuminishe ama foreigners kusichengoko foreigner ngalefo kutama matafwali kano achita partner no mwina zambia foreigner ngalefo kusichengoko kano mwina zambia eo likuntanshi ei igwe elu foreigner likunuma pantu chinwe chalo nga mwaleke la fionse na bashiku ilogu ikatako baikatako Zambia ni shaka mpokolola.
Meanwhile, the opposition leaders pledged to uphold media freedom, saying the press will not be gagged but will be allowed to self-regulate. He emphasized the importance of access to information, noting that an independent media is critical to the country's governance and development.
So if I'm not wise, we can tell you, Gutila, we'll still maintain self-regulation of the media. Is critical. We will not play with that. We are not going to guard the media. Access to freedom of information, it's a number one thing that will enhance. Pantu, ukusuminisha no kusta aid at stage, tika two different things. Imwe mufiremu akwata access to any information that you need. Mufiremu akwata my kwata, and mwewe ni maista self-regulate. It is important for us, kuchi indika you the journalist.
As Zambia joins the rest of the world in observing the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, GBV, GBV trends in the country are on the rise. The comprehensive GBV trend analysis based on the data from the 2025 second quarter criminal and non-criminal report summary indicates that Zambia recorded 10,170 cases of GBV, out of which 6,000 266 were women and only 1,358 were men. Meanwhile, only 636 boys experienced GBV compared to 1,910 girls. Officiating at the launch of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, GBV, at Kwame Nkrumah University in Kabwe, Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa has underscored for an urgent end to GBV. While the province recorded 999 GBV cases in the second of this year, Mr. Nkulukusa disclosed that cases have escalated not only in Central Province but across the country, especially on social media. He notes with concern the negative effects of GBV on society, including loss of lives, hence assuring members of the public that government will continue working with non-government organizations, community leaders and other stakeholders to address the vice. And the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, Representative Bishop Mwiza Lesa has called for enhanced protection of women and girls on the cyberspace.
Violence against women is no longer confined to our homes. When places or public streets, it has evolved. Today, it has taken root in the digital realm. The very space where so many of our social and economical interactions now take place. Digital platforms, which promise empowerment, have for many women and girls become environments for control, shame, and violence.
This year, 16 days of activism against gender-based violence is being commemorated under the theme Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls.
Within a separate development, First National Bank FNB Zambia has launched its new eWallet Plus product, a digital payment solution designed to revolutionize the way its customers manage their finances. The eWallet allows customers to perform transactions, pay bills, and access financial services remotely, aligning with the bank's vision to lead through innovation and expand access to financial services. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka, FNB Head of Retail Banking Mwamba Musambo said the bank is committed to contributing to the country's financial inclusion goals. She added that the launch reflects FNB's response to the growing trend of mobile transactions in Zambia, where mobile money penetration is rapidly increasing. With the e-wallet, customers can enjoy convenient, affordable and secure financial services, driving financial inclusion across the country, adding that the e-wallet Plus is a strategic enabler. It works on any phone, requires no app or data, and connects across all mobile networks and banks.
In international news, the Vatican on Tuesday doubled down on the value of monogamous marriage between a man and a woman, responding to concerns raised by an African bishop about the practice of polygamy in their flocks. The document from the Vatican's Doctrine Office said the Catholic Church had a well-documented position upholding the indissolubility of marriage as a lifelong union between spouses. But it said the Church's position on the unique and exclusive nature of a monogamous marriage was